Okay, good morning, everybody. So Sheni Bishalach is the beginning of Kriyas Yamsuf, in the sense of the Egyptians chasing after the Jewish people and terrorizing the Jewish people. Vayisuvin Yisrael Sanehem, b'nei Mitzrayim Nosei Achrehem, Vayirumod, Vayitzaku b'nei Yisrael Hashem, Tafsu Umnu Savosam. Very beautiful idea that most instinctively they went back to their roots. And there are really two different ways of understanding it. One way of understanding it is sort of, you know, the Egyptian people are reconsidering it. The other way of looking at it is that it's very much a Paro-driven incident. But then, that Paro has a special yichus here. That, you know, Kriyas Yamsuf, you know, is really about Paro's initiative and, you know, his inability to accept, you know, what, you know, had transpired after Makas Bechoros. So a lot of that is, you know, really, I would say, like, ground zero for that battle in terms of understanding Pesukim is the expression Ufaro Hikriv, right? So Targum Gumlis is Ufaro Karav. You know, the Sforno interprets it, again, that, you know, Paro himself was organizing the Egyptian army, right? Again, nothing so much about Paro as a Yachid, but Uparo Hikriv is Chel HaHamon Shekol Rechav Mitzrayim. So these aren't the Rechav Bachor, but the, you know, the lower echelon soldiers. So Paro was organizing them in his role as a battle captain. So still, you know, a pronounced role for Paro, but not as dramatic as we'll see in a moment. Rashi, on the other hand, as we know, you know, twice refers to this. Previously, in the previous Aliyah, it says, Shenemru Faro Hikriv, Hikriv Atzmo Mihir Lifnei Chayelosav, Derech Sham Lacham Litol Biza Barosh, Kemosha Yivchar, Ani Eshva Yimachem Bechelek, Shenemar Achalek Shalal, right? That Paro was sacrificing himself in two respects, right? He was, first of all, sacrificing some of his, you know, monarchical rights in terms of the Shalal HaOyev. And not only that, but he was, you know, prepared to go first. There was actual bodily Mesiris Nefesh. Likewise, right, Rashi writes, Ufaro Hikriv, Hayo Lichtav Ufaro Karav, Mahu Hikriv, Hikriv Atzmo, Vinis Amitz, Lekadim Bifneim, Kemo Shehisna Imahem. So that this is the, you know, most dramatic iteration. Ufaro Hikriv, Hikriv Is Atzmo. Vayisu Bnei Yisrael Sanehem, Vinim Mitzrayim Doseah Achareihem, Mitzrayim Belashon Yachid. So again, you know, Rashi comments, you know, Kelev Echad, Be'ish Echad, like the parallel opposite of Har Sinai, not unity of destiny, but unity as caused by having a common enemy. But one way of looking at it is, you know, Vinei Mitzrayim, Noseachrayim, Paro, you know, Begavra as the avatar of all of Mitzrayim, right? As the, you know, the paragon of the Mitzri, right? That this is about a personal confrontation. And that way, you know, we get, you know, back to Ulam Bavur Zos Hamadaticha Bavur Haruschas Kochi, that Paro was, you know, really left alive for this moment. Otherwise, he would have died in Makas Bechoros. Bavur Haruschas Kvodi Ulaman Saper Shemi Bechol Haaretz. Right? This idea that Paro, and that, you know, Yamsuf was specifically directed, not so much against the Egyptians, but against Paro, I think is reflected in the Shira Sayam as well. Right, Kolsus Rechev Paro Farashav Vichelo. Right, the idea, you know, Ashir Lashem Kigoga Sus Virochvo Ramavayam. You know, the targeting of Paro, in this respect, as the, you know, sort of the target of not Yitzias Mitzrayim at large, but Kriyas Yamsuf in particular, I think is a very, very, very critical idea of Ulam Bavur Zos Hamadaticha. So Ufaro Hikriv, right, that Paro set up that confrontation. And this is the culmination of, you know, Mi Hashem Asher Shema Bikolo, Lo Yadati Es Hashem Megam Mis Yisrael Lo Ashalayach, and this moment of profound Hashras Hashchina that we're going to get to, Vayomer Mitzrayim, Anusa, Lashon Yachid, Mibnei Yisrael, Ki Hashem Nilchalam and Mitzrayim, if our interpretation is correct, that Mitzrayim here is a stand-in, you know, for Paro Melech Mitzrayim, that Paro recognized that, of course, it was too late. He was allowed to live to this point. Bavur Haruscha Eskochi Laman Saper Shemi Bechol Haaretz. Of course, there are all kinds of midrashim that, you know, Paro later did tshuva as the Melech Nineveh. But this is the end of Paro, according to the simple interpretation of Pesukim. And again, Paro had brought his whole nation with him. Ufaro Hikriv Nisametz Lekadim Lifneim, a personal confrontation between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Paro.